To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
No, just genuinely, what's wrong with you?
I like having fun. I like messing with people.
You know, I just want to be clear about
something.
He's
also the only one having fun. He's
yeah,
out here
you're the
shaming.
Only one having fun.
Wait a minute. Wait. Nobody said no when you and Lupe was talking about my nose hair.
Okay, look, first of all, I didn't talk about your nose hair.
And you guys...
You wanted to get it. You wanted to use house
clippers. I did not want to get
they
it,
say,
okay?
Oh, use some house clippers. You want me to use some house scissors?
That wasn't today, Leroy.
That was today. You know she what? Said...
I was very silent.
Leroy was very inappropriate in the office, and we'll talk about it. You were.
No, I wasn't.
You were. And we'll get to it. But we got to get to Goosey's No Goosey's. We'll save that. We'll get to it at the top of next hour, because your behavior with all the new people... You just got to chill, dude. Fat shaming and shorts shaming are the same.
I give everybody a nickname.
And also, like, what if they really hate that character? You're huh? insulting them double.
You think
I was smiling.
You
though.
Think a wee...
It was all in good fun.
You think a wee person would love the idea of being called a Lord of the Rings character?
Some people have low self-esteem, Leroy.
No. You're truly something.
Huh? What do we got for Goosey's No Goosey's, Jennifer?
Well... This is Mike McDaniel with praise for Devon Achan.
What's been a game changer is he's not an independent contractor. He is so tight with the offensive line. He's a dynamic person that is just scratching the surface in that regard too. But he has players playing for him, trying to get that extra strain. You can see... every rep that Julian Hill has, he's flying around somewhere trying to get that last influential block. But all the guys really take pride. They know he has an ability that if we just leave one guy for him, he can make a miss. If their guy's blocked and not pursuing, that's where we get the big plays that he's always capable of. You know, we were able to do, I think, the first drive. That was an example of that. But he's, I keep saying really good things about him because he keeps giving me really good things to say.
Wow.
Okay. That was about Devon Achan, right?
Yes.
Because I heard 17 other people's names.
Do you got the Goosey's or not the Goosey's?
I got the Goosey's about Devon Achan.
Goosey!
Just not him talking about him. Right?
Yeah.
You got the Goosey's.
I agree.
No, so you don't have the Goosey's.
I have the Goosey's about Devon Achan.
That wasn't the question. Do you have the Goosey's from the praise that Mike McDaniel gave to
no.
Devon Achan? Really?
No, because no I Goosey's. Didn't try to. It took me 20 minutes to figure out who the hell he was talking about when he started mentioning other players.
What do you mean? He was talking about he's not an independent contractor. He's friends with all of his blockers. I thought that was Goosey's.
That's a good business arrangement right there.
It is. That's why it's Goosey's. That's why it's Goosey's.
All right. I
imagine you with your relationship with Steve Everett, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's an old lineman.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's not different.
Yeah, it's different than tight end.
Well, he said his O-line and he said his tight end.
Yeah. O-line. You got to be close to them. You know why? Because you want somebody to have your back when you're getting your ass kicked.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I have the Goosey's.
I don't. Mike made me lose it.
Wow.
I had the Goosey's. He got the Goosey's out of me.
Okay. Sorry.
Too long of explanation.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
Jennifer, you got the Goosey's?
Look, I love HN, but he just land the plane a little bit faster, you know, please?
You know he can't
because
land the plane.
Because I cannot, like, I dozed off. I don't remember what he said.
I forgot what the question was. Yeah. I always forget what the question is.
Why is Devon HN the best?
No goosies.
Because, like, you know my concentration's not there. Right?
Yeah, I can tell you're focused on other things. Like pointing out the obvious of physical traits in people.
That's not, no.
You're a little embarrassed by your behavior, I could tell. I know when you feel like you now realize you stepped over the line. And I can tell that you think you did that.
I'm
still wondering who he was talking about.
Next time, that guy needs to get like, I don't know, you need to get him like some Swedish fish or something. It wasn't very nice.
Oh, you want me to get him a little candy?
Chico, welcome to your first Goosies No Goosies. Do you have the Goosies from Mike McDaniel's praise of Devon Achan?
No Goosies.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Self-admittedly, I have ADHD, and he lost me at the first like 4 or 5 seconds. I have no idea what he was talking about. I was just hoping that I hit the right button when you asked me to here, and I tried. So you know what?
Today's
no Goosies.
Wow.
See,
my first mistake.
That's how much.
Dan Day, you got the Goosies from Mike McDaniel's praise?
Dan, Goosies? I'm going to go with no Goosies simply for the part. I didn't like the use of independent contractor. I thought more like it would, when you say independent contractor, you mean like a guy on a 1-year rental or a guy that's half a season. It kind of threw me off a little bit. But other than that, I like the message. It's just kind of wrong terminology.
Gotcha.
No Goosies.
Gotcha. All right. Number two, Jennifer.
So here we have Chris Paul trolling the Clippers after his release. He was FaceTiming with Lob City.
Really?
Look at that.
The Lob City?
The Lob City.
Wow, look at that. Okay, so Jay Vig has thrown up a FaceTime. It's Chris Paul FaceTiming.
That's
with
not Chris Paul.
On the bottom.
Oh, in the little one. Okay,
he's
I'm looking at the top.
With
okay, I got
DeAndre
you.
Jordan and right. Blake Griffin of right. Lob City fame. You know what? I got the Goosies. You can laugh at a bad situation. You know, you call your friends. You'd be like, can you believe these mother bleepers?
Goosies!
I like that. Make the best out of a bad situation. You got the Goosies?
I like the fact that he could just get run out of town and still smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making light of it.
Goosies!
Jennifer?
I have the Goosies, too. I mean, look at those smiles. They're all laughing.
Wait, why do you say Chris Paul is life-size in this screenshot? See? Look at that.
And you know I love a good troll, so.
Chico, you got the Goosies?
Goosey.
Yes, sir. I'm a big Blake Griffin fan. Anything he does gets a thumbs up for me.
He's very good on Amazon Prime with Udonis Haslam. He's been very enjoyable. Dan Day, you got the Goosies from Chris Paul?
Yeah, Chris Paul, legend in the game. And anytime you can pile on a garbage organization like the Clippers, why not?
100%.
Goosey.
You know, he's a OG pal.
And, yeah. Yeah. When they were the Hornets.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was those were fun days. Him and David West.
It's pretty amazing that their nickname was the Hornets.
Well, it's weird that the Utah stole the
Jazz.
We
didn't got no damn bees.
You think you could have a negotiation and you could be like, could they change Utah to like the Utah Real Housewives of Mormon Wives? And you get the Jazz back in New Orleans? Could save the franchise.
I mean, they did it. They've done it with a bunch of different franchises.
Yeah, remember when Charlotte was the Bobcats?
Yeah.
That was stupid. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we had a little preview of this earlier, but Terrence Crawford was telling the WBC to shove it.
Yeah. I can't play it on the air because he cursed a
too
lot.
Much. It was too much.
He cursed a lot. But Terrence Crawford.
I want me to give you the gist of it.
Yeah.
So, who is it? The
WBC. The Green Belt. For all those who watch boxing, it's the Green Belt.
The WBC wants to charge him $300,000 for having the belt.
Yep.
And he told him, keep the belt. It ain't nothing but a trophy anyway. I'll keep my $300,000. Which means that now the WBC is going to lose credibility because now whoever's going to get the belt would be the people that pay the money.
It's a crazy thing. It's less than the other belts want. The ring belt, which he has, which is, you know, given by Ring Magazine, which is now owned by Turkey Ala Sheikh, but it's that's free. It's just distinguished. You're the undisputed super middleweight champion of the world, 168 pounds. He beat Canelo Alvarez. We all saw him beat Canelo Alvarez, and now you're trying to squeeze him because he made $50 million for this fight. Now this is the thing I didn't like about Mauricio Sulaiman and why I have the Goosies of Terrence Crawford's telling him to shove it. Suleiman thinks that he's doing him a favor because he's like, our typical sanctioning fee is 3%, which we weren't going to do on a $50 million purse. We just simply asked for $300,000. And I'm like, hey, man, look.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If anybody's uplifting the brand here, it's Terrence Crawford being your champion.
Yes.
Not you being around his waist. So I got to tell you, I got the Goosies. I'm glad Terrence Crawford told him to shove it.
I definitely got the Goosies because he's the one person that I think no matter what he says, everybody's going to side with him.
Yeah, it's just disingenuous. I didn't like it from Suleiman. You know, I get it. Look, I understand that the
you just want free money.
Belt brings prestige at a certain level to certain fighters.
Now, once you realize it costs money to have the belt.
Yeah. Well, look, there are guys who do need a championship to kind of uplift their profile. If you say that, I get that. You know, on the come up, you're 20 something years old and you're like, hey, this guy's the champion. I understand the distinction of being ranked by those guys. There's got to be a cap of it, though. Like, there's got to be, like, whatever that price is, $2,000. Whatever it costs to make those belts, maybe that's the price. But it ain't $300,000.
No.
And by the way, guys make trinkets. Every time there's a fight, WBC, and then, you have, like, some extra belt that you bring along. Just be like, here's our Independence Weekend belt. McGregor and Mayweather fought for a belt that you guys just made. You called it the money belt and made it $1 million, which, by the way, it wasn't $1 million. People just like laid that thing all over the place. But the point is,
right, it was just
you like, guys just like being in the middle of the show as it is. Like, so don't, oh, boo, you're fine.
Jennifer, I don't understand why they feel that they are owed that.
I don't know. And he's like, and they didn't, the thing that he was, that upset me about Suleiman is he goes, he didn't even apologize.
For what? Winning the belt?
If anything, they should apologize.
Oh, bad look. Bad look. So I got the Goosies for Terrence Crawford. You got the Goosies, Jennifer?
I do have the Goosies. You tell him to shove it.
Chico?
Absolutely got the Goosies. It's nice to see somebody with some profound fulfillment who says, hey, I don't need that title around my waist. I know who I am without it. So take it, shove it. I'm a champion without it.
Congratulations to the next WBC 168-pound champion. That's not Terrence Crawford.
Right. That is never going to fight Terrence Crawford.
I bet you anything, if whoever did win that championship, whomever it may be, if David Benavidez came back down and won the 168, whoever it may be, something tells me that WBC would still want them to fight for an undisputed championship. Maybe there'll be principled people be like, no, we can't do a Terrence Crawford fight. What? Dan Day, Goosies, no Goosies?
I got the money. Can I be the champ?
Oh, man.
No Goosies.
That's all we got for Goosies, no Goosies. Got to take a break, and we got to get into your behavior.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.